Secretary of State Colin Powell was scheduled to attend today's closing ceremony at the Olympics, but the State Department called off the visit at the last minute, saying urgent responsibilities kept Powell at home. U.S. and Greek officials insisted the cancellation was not prompted by an anti-American demonstration in Athens Friday evening, the first disturbance at the 17-day-long Summer Games. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Athens.
The demonstrators Friday were mainly students, anti-globalist activists, and leftists. In what has become a mantra among Europeans opposed to the U.S. military operation in Iraq, the marchers shouted slogans against the U.S. and called Secretary of State Powell a war criminal. The presence of a large contingent of reporters who are in Athens for the Olympics ensured that a relatively small demonstration got intense media coverage, including the scuffles between a few dozen protesters and riot police who fired tear gas canisters to disperse the crowd. The resulting TV pictures raised the specter that had haunted the Athens Games organizers in the months leading to the Olympics, images of violence and nasty anti-Americanism. Fears that for the most part proved highly exaggerated, at least according to Julie Foudy of the U.S. women's soccer team.
It's been incredible. It's been so fun to be in Greece. The people here have been awesome. I mean, everywhere we went, we were so impressed by how hospitable they were and so friendly and nice and happy to have us here.
Nevertheless, there have been cases of jeering of the U.S. basketball team and, most notably, at the men's 200-meter race, whose start was delayed for several minutes by a rowdy home crowd chanting the name of their sprinting star, disgraced by a drug scandal. Frank Little, coach of an 800-meter runner, was angered by behavior he says undermines the Olympic spirit.
It's not about politics. It's about people coming together, competing, understanding, having fun, enjoying each other's company. And they brought some politics into it, which ruined the whole thing.
Before the games, U.S. athletic officials feared it would be U.S. athletes who would antagonize others through excessive displays of national fervor. Officials were mindful that at the Sydney Games, the behavior of several victorious athletes who wrapped themselves in the U.S. flag and posed as bodybuilders had offended some other nationalities. Before the games opened on August 13th, Herman Fraser, head of the U.S. delegation to the games, told reporters the athletes had been briefed on what he called behavioral issues.
And we also have told the athletes we think that we can start a new tradition with these games here. And so we have leaned on our team leaders and our team captains to help us with this. And we look for a very orderly and nice team as we march in.
Concerns that Americans could be singled out and harassed prompted State Department briefings for friends and relatives of athletes on how to keep a low profile on the Athens street. Most Americans heeded that advice, not Michael Davis, who is wearing a USA tank top and has the stars and stripes wrapped around his waist. He says he's encountered lots of rudeness.
We're here as visitors, and we're here to spend our money and help the economy. And we've been turned away at more hotels than I can that I know have rooms than I can imagine, and we wait and wait and wait and wait and wait for service at restaurants. But we expect that if you're going to have USA on your chest.
Terry Biefeld, whose daughter is on the U.S. women's soccer team, says there's little point in trying to disguise your identity.
I mean, you look at us, people can tell we're Americans, and we haven't worried about it, and it's been great.
That's been the view of many American visitors here.
I've had a lovely time. I think it's gone off really well. Everyone's very helpful and friendly.
We have these crazy hats, and everybody comes up to us and wants to take pictures of us, and just feels very welcoming.
It's been a real sense of the Olympics and not a sense of Americanism or anti-Americanism.
And one American who has no intention to keep a low profile is Lynn Merritt, who has shaved his head, is very athletic, and wears wraparound shades.
No, I'm 6'4 and bald and African American. Ain't gonna say nothing to me.
In fact, here in Athens, Lynn Merritt has made some new friends.
No, they've been really nice. Really nice. Especially the women.
Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.